The president of South Sudan and the commander of the rebels there have agreed to sit down and talk. That's one thing that's come out of a visit to the country by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. As NPR's Gregory Warner reports, the UN chief also addressed calls to bring African troops into the troubled peacekeeping process.
There have been two main international strategies to bringing peace to South Sudan. One is diplomatic, encouraging peace talks. The second is military, sending in peacekeepers. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was happy to announce today some progress in the former. Rebel commander Riek Machar agreed to try to attend peace talks this Friday in the Ethiopian capital.
He responded positively that he will be in Addis Ababa for the meeting in time, but he said he will try his best because he's now in a very remote area.
His troops are still clashing with government forces in the north. And since both sides have before been heard to talk about peace while still fighting the war, the question was also asked Ban Ki-moon about the peacekeeping mission. And here he was more apologetic.
But it has been quite difficult because of the lack of resources, human and also other logistics.
The UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan has been perennially undermanned. When troops have showed up, they've sometimes lacked the right equipment. And their hands have been full with tens of thousands of civilians who've swarmed their bases seeking protection from machetes and bullets and then needing the basics. Food, tents, latrines. So when Secretary of State John Kerry visited the region last week, he called for a fresh approach. The UN, he said, should quickly approve a fighting force of African peacekeepers from neighboring countries, at least 2,500 troops, maybe twice that, and give them a tougher mandate to do what the UN has so far failed to do.
It is our hope that in these next days, literally, we can move more rapidly to put people on the ground who can begin to make a difference.
Richard Gowan is the research director of the NYU Center on International Cooperation. He says there are good reasons to invite troops from close by. They have reason to fight for the stability of their region. Maybe more reason than current peacekeepers, be they soldiers from India or police from Nepal.
Why should Nepali police put their lives on the line in South Sudan? The only way that you can get a really credible political peacekeeping presence is if you bring in troops from the region.
But having a stake in the outcome can also be a problem. When African troops first offered their help, they suggested defending the government's oil fields. That's okay if you want to keep the oil flowing, but not if you want to seem neutral. The rebel movement in South Sudan is fueled by a lot of things, but mainly by the fact that government soldiers have targeted their ethnicity. Jean-Marie Guéhenno is the former Undersecretary of Peacekeeping for the UN.
There's a risk then that instead of calming the conflict, you regionalize it.
In the end, the two sides make compromise. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said today he's open to African troops. And when Secretary John Kerry formally asks for a UN vote on it, probably this week, he'll likely ask that the African troops augment, not compete with the peacekeepers already on the ground. They'll all wear blue helmets, and they'll all follow commands from New York, not Nairobi, not Addis Ababa. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Juba.